Yeah, well, you know, that and the fact that Dawsey had played like three in a row, so back-to-back games, it looked like a good opportunity to play B.
Yeah, and what can you say about some of those timely saves that you always talk about, especially on the power play there? It could have been an opportunity for Columbus in the third period to get a short end goal, but he made that timely save for
you guys. You know, I think that was a big save at that time. We turned the puck over on the entry and gave him the opportunity. And like you said, you need that big save, and we got it from him.
We saw that trend continue from Montreal into that first period where you guys were getting some really great looks, just unable to capitalize. What did you like about the way your team was able to stick with it and really have a bit of an explosion there in the second?
Yeah, you know, I thought we played a solid game all night. We checked well. We created a lot of great opportunities just of being in good position and checking and creating foot races. And you look at the early 2-on-1 with Nico and Toffoli, and you know, I think early in the year Toffoli wouldn't have missed that one. You know, he's a little bit snake bit right now, a little bit frustrated, but if we keep generating those types of opportunities, and I mentioned last game the opportunities that we missed early in the Montreal game, the 3-4 times we were in alone and don't take advantage of it, I thought tonight we took advantage of enough to get them down and allowed us to play a pretty tight game.
Let's bring in the rest of the media now, Hannah.
One of the things that you guys seem to be working on in the last couple of practices is taking the goaltender's eyes away. It really looked like that was a real focus in that second period to allow you guys to score those goals, whether it was Nate in front or Timo taking the eyes away on that screen. Is that what you saw from your group?
Yeah, you know, I think on a couple goals, even when the one goal where Bratter gets to the net front, the goal, you know, great play by Baller to get the puck in, but to get inside the paint and just make yourself a target, you know, whether it hits Bastion's stick or goes off a skate, the fact that we had the traffic makes that really tough on the goaltender.
And how important is it for you as a coach to see those plays being executed and you know, coming to fruition?
Well, you know, I think it's important, really important. But the fact they get rewarded for going there. And, you know, we've talked about the hard ice all year, about the inside ice and creating those type of opportunities and scoring those type of even strength goals.
What did you think of Johnny Marino and Shimon paired up today? I know against Montreal it was a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, I thought overall better game. They seemed a little bit more comfortable. I liked the defense the way they played. I thought Ball and Foot played a heck of a game together. Stayed inside their own game and didn't really put a lot of risk in it and made some good offensive plays. You look at the play that Foot made to Holtz and then the play that Ball made backside to Bastion. And if you're going to get offense 5-on-5, you need your D involved. We talked before the game about if we're going to play defense, let's play it in the offensive zone. Let's make them defend and get some zone time where they have to get pucks out and we can come back at them.
Coach, we talked this morning about taking it one game at a time. Can you just speak to the importance of picking up these 2 points tonight on this front half of the back-to-back and the challenge that Dallas will bring tomorrow?
Well, I mean, Dallas is going to be a big challenge. A real good team, having a great year. Big team. They got some forwards that have real good speed. So we know our back-to-back has been tough. We've had a tough time all year. And I think if we can manage the puck well, we'll give ourselves a chance.
Thank you very much, Coach.